This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Ambrook, accounting software designed for your farming or ranching operation. I'm Riley Smith. The February pork and beef exports were below their year-ago levels. We'll have more from the U.S. Meat Export Federation right after this.
Farmers, are you making six-figure decisions without knowing where your farm really stands? Stop flying blind and start using Ambrook. With Ambrook, you can just walk into bank meetings with confidence, always know your enterprise profitability, and finish bookkeeping in minutes with a mobile app and U.S.-based support. No more spreadsheets or shoeboxes, just clarity and control. Visit ambrook.com/Iowa today, and the first 50 people will receive a $10 Casey's gift card. That's ambrook.com/Iowa.
February exports of U.S. pork were moderately lower than a year ago, despite continued success in Mexico and Central America. U.S. MEF President and CEO Dan Hallstrom said Latin America showed continued strong demand for U.S. pork.
About 241,000 metric tons exported, down slightly, down about 4%. Value down about 2% at $671 million. And I can't stress enough the continued demand from Latin America. It just continues to amaze. Other markets that did well for the month of February, the ASEAN region continues to perform, especially the Philippines. Cuba and New Zealand on the boneless pork side were good as well.
At the same time, Hallstrom said stalled beef facility registrations by China started to impact beef export numbers.
A little over 98,000 tons exported globally, which is down about 5%. So we had some pretty good performances in some key markets. Korea was up a couple percent year on year. Canada is another country that there's a lot of talk about anti-U.S. sentiment, possibly with what's going on politically between the countries. But you wouldn't know it from the stats. 8,400 tons exported in February, up about over 20% on the beef side. We're down significantly in China in February at 12,800 tons, but a lot of this is the result of the lack of approval of beef plant registrations in China.
For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.